For the past 15 years, Iraq and the United States have been intertwined. Serving in Iraq changed the lives of the American troops who fought there and the lives of Iraqis, too, both civilians and soldiers. NPR's Jane Araf has caught up with an Iraqi general in Mosul and has his story.
Before the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, Iraqi General Nejm al-Jabouri would stand at the border crossing with Turkey and look longingly at the other side.
Just I have a dream to go outside Iraq. Sometimes I went to Ibrahim al-Khalil Gate just to see outside Iraq, to see the ground and outside Iraq different from Iraq.
He was a brigadier general, and he'd never been out of the country. Even having foreign friends was dangerous in Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
When the United States came to Iraq, we think we'll breathe the freedom, and we will come like Europe. Because before, Iraq like big prison.
Jabouri says most Iraqis were happy when Saddam Hussein was removed, but they suffered when security declined and religious parties took power. For every Iraqi, the last 15 years has been full of unexpected twists and turns. We're sitting in a garden at what was Saddam Hussein's palace complex in Mosul. Jabouri, a two-star general, commands it now. He's 62, a trim-looking man dressed in a tan camouflage uniform. A U.S. surveillance blimp hovers overhead, watching over the city liberated from ISIS last year. American soldiers wearing shorts and army T-shirts jog down the road.
They advise us.
He says the U.S. forces advise them, provide reconnaissance, intel, and air support. Jabouri got to know American forces when he fought al-Qaeda with them. Later, when he finally left Iraq for the first time, it was to the U.S. He came back to Iraq 4 years ago to help command the battle for Mosul. Now his family is in Virginia, and Jabouri is here, in what is probably Iraq's most complicated city. We go inside to a large office. It's Wednesday, the day Jabouri sets aside to hear citizens' problems. He's gathered together other security and government officials, and for the next 9 hours, his doors will be open. Because while fighting against ISIS has ended, there's another battle he wants to win. It's for the people's trust.
My view, who win the people, he will win the battle. Who win the people, he will win the battle.
Mosul after ISIS has been turned upside down. There are dozens of people waiting to see him. Older women walk in and kiss him on the head in a sign of respect. One woman tells him when she and her husband returned to their village, their house had been burned and looted. Graffiti accused them of being ISIS. Your sons, Jabouri asks her, are they ISIS? She says only her grandson was. Jabouri calls an army commander and asks him to make sure she can move back to her village. Some women are searching for relatives taken by ISIS. Another says her husband and 17 other relatives were arrested 3 years ago by a militia working with Iraqi security forces. They haven't been heard from since.
They arrested 18 men. Now in my family there are only women. We don't have any men.
It's a huge problem here. Months after the battle ended, Jabouri is still trying to get a list of prisoners being held by the Iraqi Interior Ministry. Despite the turmoil, Jabouri says he's optimistic about Mosul. He says people need hope and they need to trust their security forces. He's trying to rebuild that trust. Jane Araf, NPR News, Mosul.